Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. After N Word and Miss Brown Sugar. We missed y'all the other day, but we are back here today, and we want to hear from you. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Now, you don't want to call us? I won't say nervous. We've amended that, right? We say for people who don't want to call, you can jump into the chat room. You know, we have our chat room on Blog Talk, but we have our chat room on smoothdrama.com, which is at www.smoothdrama.com, where you can jump in. We chat. We talk about what's going on the show. We talk about whatever. And I encourage people to come in and talk because We can schedule chats anytime, any day. That's what we do because we're in control of these things. We're controlling and manipulating things in these internet streets, right? That's what we're doing.
We are actually.
Okay. We are actually. But that's an old movie that I've seen way too many times that people would be shocked that I saw it that many times. And that I own it too. But if somebody gets it, I got a no prize for you. And if you know what that is, I got a no prize on top of a no prize for you. Anyway, social networking. If you're on Facebook, you can join the Smooth Drama group. You can ask to get in myself or Mr. J. I'm just going to say Mr. J. Not to be confused with the Joker. I ain't Harlequin, right? But Mr. J, he chose that name, actually. He'll be rethinking it now. Anyway, yeah. Mr. J is the Joker, you know, after he beats up on Harlequin.
I see.
Yeah. Not that I'm calling. Anyway, anywhere that you find Smooth Drama, add us, follow us, talk to us. We'll add you, follow you, talk to you back. It's what we do. Speaking of what, somebody asked, is a no prize is a fake award? No, actually,
no prize.
No, it's not a fake award. It's not. A no prize is real award.
It's not an actual no prize.
It's a prize. I'll just say that.
Okay.
It's a prize.
Well, I'm curious. I need somebody to answer these questions because I need to know what a no prize is. I need to see it. Can you see a no prize?
See.
Or can you feel it?
Actually, a no prize ain't something that you can necessarily see or feel. A no prize is something that is... it's older than a lot of people who are listening.
It's older than a lot of people listening. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That tells us a lot.
Because it is, actually. It is. But.
So is a no prize the same prize?
What?
I mean, is it something that you said it's older? So then, I mean, how long is it? Have you been keeping it for years, or like, how? What do you mean it's older? The idea of a no prize is old, or the actual no prize is old?
No prize is very, very old.
Okay.
Yeah. No, no Prize is very, very old. I'll just say that. Somebody will get it. Somebody won't. I don't know. But the No Prize is connected to the other thing. Anyway. All right. So speaking, because we're talking about the more scrumptious, or I had somebody type somewhere said scrumptious-licious. Scrumptious-licious. I gotta be able to say it. Scrumptious-licious. It's going to sound like I'm spitting on people when I say that, so I have to practice, like, trying to turn away so I don't catch you. You'd be mad at me. Okay. Caught me slipping. Yeah, anyway, the scrumptious apocalypse. You know, they had Burning Man over the weekend at San Francisco Beach. Kind of funny.
Oh, is that what that was? Okay.
That's what that was. Because they split it up. There are some people who actually went out wherever the hell they go and do Burning Man. They actually did that out there. And then they had people who actually did it at San Francisco Beach.
Okay.
Living their lyrics.
And? Nah, what do you mean?
They just out there living their lyrics. I mean, I assume in stories I've heard, you know, Burning Man gets a little wild because you're out in the middle of nowhere, so you can just do out in the middle of nowhere type shit, and that's what happens.
So is that what they did at the beach?
I don't know. I wasn't there. But if anybody was there, please feel free to enlighten us.
They talked about all the bonfires. I thought it was ridiculous considering that we were already in a cloud of smoke. I'm like, for real?
Right. Exactly.
We already have all these wildfires, and you guys are going to go to the beach and light up all these fires too?
They said
it was bonfires. I didn't know it was Burning Man though.
Yeah, so I mean, I would just be hesitant when they say it's Burning Man. I just think men burning, and I don't want to know parts of that. In any,
well, it's not an actual man. You know that.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. But that's what makes this stuff scrumptious.
Which you like it better because it's Burning Woman?
No.
Okay.
Oh. The burning. I'm out on the burning.
So don't burn people.
Don't burn people.
Okay.
Oh, and speaking of not burning and talking about the apocalypse, Tennessee, Knoxville, Tennessee, there's a tiger on the loose.
Mm.
And it didn't escape from the zoo. So,
well, does Cheryl Baskin live in Tennessee?
Nah, she's creeping people out on Dancing in the Stars. So, I'm guessing that it was somebody who maybe was inspired by Tiger King, the show, and they had a tiger. Or I'm just thinking, people are dumb, right? I don't want to use that as a general term, but people are stupid, and so people actually think that you can have a tiger or a lion as a pet. It's not a good idea. I would caution people on that, but right now, because it's the apocalypse, all that stuff's on the table, right? So, I'm suspecting it started to get a little tough because your income ain't what it used to be, and food and all that other stuff, and to maintain a tiger is a lot. So they probably just, you know what? I'm gonna let you go, Lucy. I'm gonna let you go, Lucy.
Exactly.
Be free. Eat as many squirrels as you can.
or people.
Well,
or dogs or cats.
Well, I'm guessing if it was somebody's pet, it probably not really hunting humans. But I'm guessing there's probably not a safe squirrel or dog or whatever in Knoxville right now.
Wow.
I mean, if you're a human, yeah, you don't want to be homeless in that park. Wouldn't be a good idea.
But that's
what happens. Oh, speaking of not being safe, apparently because of Hurricane Laura, there's been an inundation of mosquitoes in Louisiana. So over 300-400 livestock have been lost so far because there's like clouds of mosquitoes. Not that I want to talk about bad stuff that's happening. I know. I'm just saying though. Clouds of mosquitoes. Now, as somebody who actually lived there, grew up there, clouds of mosquitoes. That's a lot. That's a lot. So you start
a cloud.
Cloud of mosquitoes. They've killed cows, deers, horses, and other livestock. So apparently, because the hurricane, you got these deposits of water, and the mosquitoes live and lay their eggs in those deposits of water. And so, boom. Mosquitoville. Yep. Yeah, I don't think they care about hand sanitizer there. They're caring about all. Yep. So that just doesn't move you. It doesn't move you at all. Just nothing.
I mean, what do you say to that? I mean, those clouds of mosquitoes. I mean, that's just disgusting. I can't think of, you know, it would just be gross to me. Or I would just think of disease. I always think of the West Nile virus, so I would just be kind of grossed out.
The West Nile virus?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right.
And bites and scratching and, yeah.
Yeah. A little bit more than that, but that's okay. No, I was going to say something. I was going to say something that it was kind of funny. They were talking about they did a study. And study was, and you know I love these studies, right?
Yeah.
These studies, they model society, right? So apparently woodpeckers, they did a study on woodpeckers. And they said that woodpeckers, they have like big battles over trees, like.
Okay, I can see that. Yeah.
No, when I say battles over trees, it's like dozens of woodpeckers. They all show up. They fly in from everywhere to watch the fight.
Oh wow!
Yeah, they said they say it's the only reason why I'm talking about it. I have absolutely no interest in woodpeckers whatsoever. But the fact that woodpeckers fight over territory and a bunch of them show up to watch the fight, I'm like, Is that like woodpecker boxing? Is like that like yeah. pay-per-view? I thought that was interesting. It's like that's
that
pay-per-view. You know, humans, we do that. Show up at, oh, it's going to be a fight. Oh, you having a fight party? Where? What? I'm there.
Yeah.
You know, and so woodpeckers do that exact same thing. So forget dinosaurs evolving from birds. Maybe humans evolved from birds. We had feathers back in the day.
Please, we might have. Who knows?
I don't know. That,
we
that
might grow feathers after this year. So
now, I saw something, and I wanted to bring this up because I thought it was funny, and totally relevant. So there's some people, they went to an Airbnb. And they said they're at the Airbnb over the weekend, and it was a house full of satanic items.
Mm-hmm.
Said they had the metal sculpture, a woman having sex with a dog-like creature. Yeah, they had statue of Baphomet, pictures, all that. And I was like, was the bathroom clean? That's what I thought. That was my first thought. Because you complaining about, because we know that Airbnb is in somebody's house, right?
Yeah.
Well, generally.
I think a lot of people have extra, not an extra house.
Extra house.
It's not an extra house.
Well, yeah.
If they have
the
rental,
an extra house,
have rental
right?
property.
Right.
It could be, but it's rental property.
That's an extra
it's
house.
A rental property.
Right. That's an extra house.
Yeah, right.
That is. It's in your name, so it's your extra house.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. So I think some of the, what is it called? Now you made me lose my train of thought.
Airbnb, yeah.
Property. So
yeah.
It could be, you know, just for that purpose now. So, I mean, it's not to say the bathrooms don't have to be clean, but it's not like if someone came to your, you know, my house or your house and we actually lived there. I never understood how that worked anyway.
I argue against that because generally speaking, if you have, and this is personal preference, I don't know, some people can be feng shui in a satanic way, right? You would think
I'm sure that's what it is. I mean, to a certain degree, isn't it?
Yeah, so I'm saying.
I mean, you have to set things up a certain way.
Right. And so if you're a Satan worshiper, you know, and there are a lot of those out there, you know, more power to you. If you set up your house in a satanic way, I would say that you would trend more towards living there. And you're just trying to get some extra loot as opposed to, as something, unless you're part of the satanic network. And the majority of the people who come to your Airbnb are, you know, they're followers and initiates of Satan. Then I can see it. And so every now and again, you'll get somebody who doesn't know that this Airbnb is a safe zone for Satan. Then you don't.
A safe zone.
Look, it's because, you know, we talk about there are people who like, look, this is a safe zone. This is a safe space.
Yeah.
And so, safe zone for Satan and Satan worship. And that's what happens, I guess, when you don't read the fine print in the description. Like, I'm guessing in small, there's a small sentence at the bottom of that ad, this is a safe zone for Satan worship.
It's possible.
Anything's possible. No. Okay. Yeah. I didn't see the problem. I'm like, look, was the bathroom clean? Did you feel like you could sit somewhere and bed bugs wouldn't jump up? I mean, those are my concerns. If you're going to use Airbnb, I mean, although it would be my concern at a hotel, I would be more concerned at Airbnb than I would be at a hotel. Right? Because we know hotel have professionals who that's their whole job to do is to clean that. And maybe the people who clean the Airbnb may not be as professionally inclined to get in there and, you know, throw it in that giant washer with the bleach. I don't know. I just feel like
Airbnb is public, and Satan worship is private. I think any religion is, you know, like a I think religion in general, like, I'm not going to force my religious beliefs upon anyone. And if I would include that in Satan worship, don't do that. This is a public space now. It's no longer private.
Yeah,
and if that's
but
what you use it for, then you need to clean all that up and tuck it away somewhere. Not to say you can't do it because it's your house, but it just needs to be not clean.
I don't think there's an Airbnb pamphlet that says, hey, statues of Baphomet are frowned upon in the Airbnb network. I don't think they do that.
They probably don't. I'm not, you know, I don't know. I personally would never use an Airbnb just for, like you said, the cleanliness issue. But I don't know. I feel like I would be concerned more than just is the bathroom clean, though.
Yeah, but
like,
that's what I'm
it's
saying.
It's a whole other vibe in the house now, that a whole other energy that now I'm coming into. Do I want that to be upon me?
Mm. Okay. All right. Things to ponder.
Yeah.
For those, I mean, people start thinking that we're anti-Airbnb. I'm just saying, read the fine print and know whether or not the Airbnb that you go to is a safe haven for Satan worship. That's all I'm saying. It's a public service announcement. I'm just trying
to
help. This to the people.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree. Like I said,
I think
anytime
you
go in anyone's house, though, if you're gonna stay, you know, like that. I don't know.
If you see the hellhound statue, you know, having sex with the woman, yeah, you probably don't want to stay in that house. It's just, but maybe it's your personal preference. You know what? That's my jam. I can do hellhound and.
Yeah.
Woman.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, yeah. Now, of course, the people said they were frightened. I thought it was hilarious myself. Because if I walk in and see that, I'm probably going to walk out and, like, you know what? This is just not going to happen. But that's.
They
that's
were frightened, me. But they stayed anyway?
Yeah, probably because, you know, you do the Airbnb because you're trying to fit certain people in certain amounts of areas. I don't know. I don't care.
Yeah.
Talk too much about this.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on.
Yeah, we're going to move on from there. And we're going to go to our dumbass of the week.
Okay.
All right. Love that last one. Gender reveal parties and fireworks in dry areas where you know historically fires happen. I mean, to all the people who are being caught hiking during fire season, and doing gender reveal parties with fireworks in dry areas when you know it's fire season, I question your intelligence a whole lot, not a little bit. A whole lot. You know, it doesn't escape me that we have so many fires that we were in the middle of a Twilight Zone, The Strain episode yesterday. We had orange, red skies. I only saw that in the movie.
Yeah, very, very sci-fi yesterday.
In the daytime. So shout out to those people who gender reveal parties and who want to go hiking when the fires are blazing, actually, and getting trapped. And
yeah.
You see it. And look, I get it. You know, 2020 been tough on everybody. You mm-hmm. want to get out, you want to do stuff. But I would say camping, all the stuff that has something to do with going out into the mountains and where the fires are, it's probably not a good idea. Just saying.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like not even just being in the smoke in general, not being the smoke.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that. But you know what? People have their preference. You know what? So do you. Just don't do us. That's all we're asking. And on that note, we're going to go on break. This is Tribe Called Quest Scenario.
I'm
7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. You know what was refreshing, Brown Sugar?
What is that?
The fact that over the weekend, somebody got into a fight over a girl at the beach.
What's refreshing about that?
You know, that used to be what happened on weekends,
yeah.
Right? We didn't have.
You don't think it happens
anymore? I'm just saying. Like when I saw that, I was like, man, I miss those days when it was just wasn't clouds of mosquitoes. People wasn't being snatched off the street in unmarked vans. None of that. It was just like, you know what? Over the weekend, oh man, they got into a fight. Somebody got stabbed. It's like that. You just miss those days.
Do you?
Yeah, we had like regular crime. It's like regular.
How many fights have you been in?
I've been in none, actually. But I've seen my share. People get stabbed. It happens.
Okay. How many fights have you been in over a woman?
If we count my sisters.
Okay. Never mind. Okay.
If we count my sisters, three.
Okay. Well.
Yeah.
You know what?
So if
you're defending a woman's honor, then those are good. I don't condone that. But if you're defending a woman's honor, and if it's a beautiful thing to defend your sisters.
Yeah. Thankfully, no one got stabbed.
Yes. I don't miss my fights.
Yeah,
going out to the clubs or anything, and then there's knife fights and gunshots. I don't miss those.
Mm. Speaking of gunshots. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think, you know how you have your age ranges of things that happen in your age? I think we're past that.
I would argue against that. I just think that a lot of the stuff that happens, it's older folks, they frame it a different way. It's still immature. See, it's like when people break up and somebody gets shot or whatnot, and they're older. It's in the same vein. It's still an immature. Like, nah, you're not gonna leave me. So I got to cut you or I got to shoot you. I mean, we seen that story. If we go turn on the news right now, it happens. That's an everyday thing, it seems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's still immature. It's still that same thing. I just miss those days where that was the major news. Like, oh, somebody got stabbed tripping. That's it. Somebody shot at somebody at the beach. It was like, yeah, we had to duck down. That was a holiday thing only. It wasn't every day. That's all. I'm just talking about in the framework of things. We got it's so much happening that it's bordered on unbearable.
Yeah, and, I mean, I guess if you want to compare those to like what's happening now, I guess a knife fight or a man fighting over a woman isn't as bad.
No. You know, speaking of a man fighting a woman, Tory Lanez came out, and it's one of those things where you won't want to say to the young man, when you're wrong, just don't say nothing. So he came out, yeah, I was drunk. That's why it happened. That's why I shot her in the foot.
And both feet.
Yeah. That's
both feet.
Yeah, but you want to say, dude, just, you know, it was real life Harlem Nights. That's what makes it funny, but not funny, right? Because apparently she was whooping his ass like Harlem Nights. Della Reese,
well,
just
supposedly. She said she wasn't fighting at all. She's done like several Instagram lives, which I will not say. I haven't looked at any of them, but from what I hear, she has said she didn't do anything. She didn't confront him. She didn't touch him. You know, so I don't know. You know, I don't know how true any of that is.
Well, see that's the thing. So, you know, if you wanna elicit some sympathy, you gotta tell the truth too. We know that the unofficial story is they got into it because he was eyeing somebody. Jenner.
One of the Kardashians.
Right. He's eyeing her, whatnot.
Whatever.
And
yeah.
Right. And she, you know, I'm guessing they both had a little something to drink, something to smoke, whatever. And apparently, from what allegedly was witnessed, she was whooping on his ass. Now, Tory Lanez is somebody who would be perfect for Hollywood because he's a short man. And Megan Thee Stallion, she's a big girl. So, big girl, little man, we talking about he was getting that career-defining ass whooping, and he was like, he did what any bitch boy would do, and he pulled out his gun and shot her in the foot, please stop whooping my ass. That's what happened. Now, she knows that she did something to provoke him, and whooping on his ass is provocation. Right? Now, you would just say, hey, you probably shouldn't have shot the woman. But, you know, the bitch boy in him, the self-preservation, I can't be getting my ass whooped like this. Because I'm guessing she probably was giving him that career-defining ass whooping. And if it would have got out, you know, like Instagram, whatnot, or World Star Hip Hop, Megan Thee Stallion whooping Tory Lanez's ass, and he's like, you know what? Nah, pow, pow. That was it.
I mean, well, if that's the case, he should have said it was self-defense then.
Look, if you know, it ain't nothing to really follow, but you read an article and you see the comments and you hear the comments from the other, you know, other people. You know, you a bitch boy. Because she was whooping your ass and you shot her. It's like, as I say, it's Harlem Nights, right? It's like you was taking that whooping and so I had to shoot her because I was tired of her whooping my ass. Because I'm a little dude.
Well, I'm intoxicated. Well, yeah, and I'm intoxicated. She's bigger than me. I mean, I would think the same. Okay, so then if it had been the roles had been reversed, had it been a man and a woman, and the woman shot him, would that have been, like, okay?
Yeah.
Really?
Really.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay.
I'm saying, look, we hear about this all the time, and I know people are going to say, you know what, that don't make sense. But if you really think about it, if a dude is beating on a woman, he's that born supreme. And we've talked about, you know, I always talk about how America is rapey, the power over women, and, you know, you're going to succumb to my power over you or else. That's the threat that women have to endure. Like, when you go out, are you worried about some dude rolling up on you, talking crazy to you? You know, that's what you have to deal with as a woman. Men don't necessarily have to. I'm not worried about women just rolling up on me like, you know, grabbing my penis or some shit like that, right? In the club, it don't happen. It didn't happen, right? That's what I'm saying. So it's different circumstances, different sets of danger, right? You know, it's a comparison.
I agree with that. But at the same time, it's just like this. So I have sons. I tell my sons that it's not okay to hit girls, but not only because it's not okay to hit girls, but for their protection as well. And I say it's for your protection. I don't say it's about the girl. Because, see, a girl will hit a boy, and it's okay.
Nobody will say anything.
That's not how it should be. Women can't go around hitting men and expect, because I'm a woman, I shouldn't get hit. Because you're going to run up on the wrong man like she did. She ran up on the wrong man and got her foot shot off. But women have to know that we can't do that either. And it's not okay for men to be punks or bitches because they defend themselves, regardless of whether it's a 5-foot man or 6 feet.
If somebody is
violating your space, you have the right to defend yourself. Did he go overboard? Yes. But
just a little bit.
I can't have it. Shouldn't women hitting men should not be condoned? Oh, you're a man.
Right.
You know, man up. Man, it's just a woman. No.
Yeah, but I'm not condoning it. I'm saying, and I guess to backtrack. I'm gonna backtrack here. I'm backtracking publicly. We say, the majority of the time, men are the threat, right? Men are the threat. And so when a woman is the threat, and, I mean, she gets dealt with in a way, I mean, yes, it's a learning lesson for her. I mean, obviously, if you got to fight a dude to keep his attention, yeah, you probably with the wrong person. If y'all gotta go to blows, and then if you gotta shoot somebody that you dating, yeah, y'all probably shouldn't hang out. You're in the wrong company. Now, they're entertainers, so I guess in the entertainment field that's what happens. That's how they do that. In the entertainment field, I hadn't heard too many cases where, I mean, I've heard the dudes, you know, you get into it with a woman, and you know, there's some women who take liberties, but most of them just know better. I don't know. I've heard stories about women getting knocked out when they didn't give a dude a phone number. You know, you hear these stories. And so
I've never been hit, but I've been grabbed. I've been called out my name, and this is just me walking by, not even, you know, us having a conversation. I'm walking by and he says something and I don't respond. I'm with several, you know, he could be talking to anybody, you know, doesn't necessarily have to be me. And he may not have been calling me a name. I don't know. But yeah, women get called out the name all the time for not responding to men's advances. And so, but see, that's what I'm saying. I understand what you're saying about men being the threat, but at the same time, the mere fact that she felt like she needed, like you said, she needed to put her hands on him is a problem. And like you said, yeah, if I feel like I need to fight you or fight another woman, then yeah, we can't even continue on as a friend. I just can't, because you're like really taking me out of character. But you know, at the same time, women have to really understand that we just can't go around hitting men because we're women and expect nothing to happen to us. Because we've been raised that boys don't hit girls.
Yeah, I mean, look, these are two people who don't understand. I mean, because one, you look at it like you're Megan Thee Stallion. You have what, the number one song in the nation, probably, or close to it. You have that notoriety. I'm guessing that right now she wouldn't have a hard time getting a date. I'm just going to throw that out there. Probably not having a hard time getting a date. So if you feel disrespected by dude, then guess what? I'm going to leave shorty and I'm going to go do my thing. I think what's happening here is, like you said, there should be an expectation, no one hitting anyone, but it people can't disagree. It's that old Martin Luther King, can't disagree without being violently disagreeable. And it's funny because, you know, I was thinking about that today. Like, if you can't argue with the person and be cool, and I'm talking about like then y'all don't love each other. And I'm talking about in all relationships, crossing, whether it be family, friends, whatnot, because, you know, I just see it. There's nothing wrong with disagreements, arguments. I mean, because arguments get a bad tab because people are on a different slant, right? People are on a different slant, saying that if you argue, it must escalate. That is a silly frame of thought. Your context is off. See, if you can't argue with a person, y'all shouldn't be talking. You shouldn't, and I don't care what is your reference point of knowing each other. And arguments are healthy. Arguments that lead to, you know, and sometimes they can just go, hey, well, we just disagree and that's it. And it's nothing. It's not that big a deal. I just see that there are a lot of unhealthy relationships because people aren't allowed to express their thought. And so then the arguments turn to that ugly part because one side doesn't get to fully express themselves for fear of the argument is going to turn away that can't be resolved. Because for some reason, people just think arguing or disagreeing on some stuff is just like, oh, we can't do that. Because then, shit, if we argue, then I don't know. And I just say that there's a wrong place there, Brown Sugar. There's a wrong place where you can't argue. There's something wrong in that relationship. You know, because I mean, friends, loved ones, arguments, a lot of arguments, and then it's done. It's
I mean, you say what you have to. I mean, I guess one of the things, though, I mean, because I do agree with what you're saying on that. I mean, because I do feel like, especially this. Well, I'll personally admit, I used to be that person where if we're going to argue, and if it gets too heated, or if you say something, oh, now it's time to fight. Now we have to just like come. It has to come to blows because I'm gonna hit you, and it's, you know, we're gonna do what we're gonna do. If you gonna either hit me back or you not, but it's gonna be some hands on somebody's body. But now I agree. You do. I mean, and it doesn't necessarily have to be an argument. It can just be a disagreement. I mean, you have to know when it's okay, or that it is okay, that you're not going to see eye to eye with everybody. And in fact, most people don't see eye to eye with anyone. You know what I mean? You agree on some things, and then there's a lot of things you don't agree on because everybody is raised different. Everybody's perception is different. So, I mean, I feel like because of who they are, though, that's why it turned out the way it did. I think, you know, them living the lifestyle that they live,
kind
of influenced that.
No, I think it goes along that line. It's still the line and the context is the same. So if you know normal rational people, oh, you trying to look at her, all right, I'm out, and then that's kind of it.
Definitely.
Right, yeah. And that's what I'm saying, because you know when I read her statements, right? You read the statements and you can just see that there was an uncertainty because she doesn't understand her worth, and I ain't talking about because she did the video, none of that. I mean, because look. Talking about sex songs, shit. There's way too many sex songs from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. It's not even up to. Yeah, she did it. They did it. So what? It's a long line of sex songs. What I'm talking about is she doesn't understand her worth. Where that's not something to argue over. That's not something to debate. It's like, look, even if you mad, you just like, you know what? We ain't gonna hang out no more. You just be cool. You're supposed to keep it to yourself. You ain't even gotta put that out there. Or you can, you know, once again, I can't ride with you. I'm out. And you move on like that. I mean, those are the productive ways to handle these situations.
I agree, but I also feel like, you know, that women are more emotional. So for her, it was probably an emotional thing because she's probably thinking like, all this I've invested into him. You know, women, if we have a relationship with you, we've invested into you in some form or fashion. So, I mean, all of that became an issue. And probably, you know, everybody hates the Kardashians. So it was probably the mere fact that it was one of them, too, that was probably, like, for real and in public. You know what I mean? So it was just probably a lot of things that she could have been thinking about in that situation. You know, we don't know what their relationship truly was. You know, maybe she was like a giver and then he was just continuously taken, and she, you know, we just don't know. We don't know if he was not even, you know, if he just wasn't given back in any capacity.
Well, I'll say this. Hopefully she learned her lesson. Hopefully he learned his lesson. Because it's both of them. I mean, one, it could have went really bad on both sides. Especially when you're talking about fighting and shooting. Somebody could have been dead. And your life, everything is, it's over at that point because you're going to get locked. I mean, all of that over something that's not really all that important. So we'll hope that they learned something. they could have lost a whole lot. And with that, we gonna go on break again. This is from the crates of He Came From My Balls, Clay Creation, Elevate.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Clay Creation, Elevate. 347-826-7435. 347-826-7435.
All right. So, you know, we might as well just go on start off with our hater of the week. We just gonna go in.
Hate. I hate you.
All right, so our hater of the week is ironically in Florida. I mean, not that bad stuff don't happen and people don't hate on people everywhere else. The Florida deputies detained an innocent black man who say they fit the description of an accused burglar. And so, after verifying that Joseph Griffin, who was out jogging about 30 miles north of Orlando, they offer him a job to help with bias training.
What?
Yeah. So after they held him, you know, the old, hey, you look like somebody that robbed something. Then they say, you know what? We'll offer you a job working for the police in bias training. So
what? We what?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I get it, but I don't get it. I mean,
yeah. So he couldn't say it then, probably won't say it now. So I'll say it for him. Fuck you. Work for you bastards. And I say this, some people be like, what are you talking about? So as somebody who's been stopped and you hear the lines, and I mean the actual, hey, a Burger King was robbed. Like, okay, what that got to do with me? Or they sell drugs.
Burger King?
apparently that's, you know, I didn't go to Burger King that day, so I don't know. Or they sell drugs in this area. All right. I guess that's good to know. And so,
well, don't
yes,
you do drugs?
That, apparently. Because I'm in this area. Apparently, everybody in this area does drugs and has something to do with drugs. Yeah, it's kind of funny. And so to see him and they say, well, they apologized to him, and then they had to detain him while they checked the surveillance photo of the suspect to make sure it wasn't him. And he's live streaming the whole encounter. And it's like, and then they offer him a job. Hey, you can, you can help us with bias training.
Yeah, this is our recruiting. This is how we recruit.
Yeah, it's like, look.
This is our recruiting project.
Right. Just stop pulling over black folks. Try that. You don't need training for that. You know, stop looking at us as fucking criminals. Damn. I can't even jog down the street. And you start thinking, okay, I can't ride my bike. It's a long list of things that you can't do. And so, yeah, jogging innocent. But at least he got offered the job, right?
Yeah.
I guess.
Got some, maybe. Yeah, maybe.
So, I mean, and we can say the positive that comes from that is he didn't get shot and killed.
Yeah.
See, that's how low the bar
Someone
is.
Someone said he survived.
Right. That's how low the bar is right now.
Right.
Being innocent, being black and innocent, and being stopped by the police, the bar is so low that just surviving the encounter and being offered a job in bias training, fuck you.
It's a celebration. And you know what's more surreal? It is. I'm sure his family was so relieved. Like, that's probably all mom could even think about.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Because your baby life on the line.
Exactly.
for doing nothing.
Nothing. Yeah.
All right. And speaking of life being on the line, we talked about how the investigation for Breonna Taylor and how they tried to offer the guy a plea deal while putting her name in it as a co-defendant, like she committed a crime, which she didn't. Find out that your boy Daniel Cameron, he's on the list for SCOTUS, which is the Supreme Court of the United States.
Okay.
We need politicians like Donald Trump on our side. See, because I'll say this. He take care of his people. I keep saying this. If you ride with him on the crooked train, he will hook your ass up. I mean,
you never know when he's going to turn on you, though.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. With politicians, we know you can't trust them. See, normal politicians, they just fuck you, right? They don't even, it's like, you know what? It's I'm just going to fuck you. You can get up and go now. Nah, you can't wash off. Go. Right? At least Donald Trump, like, yeah. You know what? There's money on the counter. And you can wash up. He lets you wash. He hooks his people up. I'm just saying.
I think he might give him some money, but they're not washing up. If he ain't giving them the money, he's going to mail it to you. He's not giving
you
the money.
But you get the money. Look, how many of his homies are prospering?
Look at that one who has to hustle his book now.
Okay.
Michael Cohen.
Yeah, but that's because he wrote a book selling me out. See, that's a whole different.
He went to prison for him. He went to prison.
Right.
He's only writing a book after.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. So I guess what you're saying, being lubricated and getting fucked, or no Vaseline and getting fucked, you pick one, basically.
I'm saying people don't use Vaseline because they break down the integrity, right? So I'm just saying.
What?
We look at the data. All the people who ride with him, the majority of them, he hooks them up. But you have to be loyal to a fault. You have to be a supreme bootlicker, right? I mean, Okay, boot, ass, it's all the same.
No, I might lick a boot. I'm not licking ass.
I don't know. boots are on the ground. This is dirty ass streets out here.
Mm-mm.
You gonna lick that boot?
True, but you know,
you
don't
lick that boot.
Don't know how to wipe either, so.
I'm just saying.
We're going to have to agree on, and I don't know about that, because, like I said, I might lick a boot. I know for sure I'm not licking no ass.
All right.
I ain't even got to think about that.
Okay.
You give me enough money for a boot, I might do it.
All right. So now we always talk about things that get missed. Yeah, you know, I like to talk about things that get missed. And nobody's really talking about it. So, for example, Fort Hood, Texas. We've heard about Fort Hood, Texas, right? A couple of people went missing. Did you know that in Fort Hood, there have been 28 deaths? 28. Most of them
That's amazing.
Suicide. I'm like, one, Fort Hood got to be either the most depressing place on the face of the earth, or they got a Klan problem. There's no in between on that, right? Because it seems like Mexican and black recruits are dying there. They're all killing themselves. They're all killing themselves. Yeah. I know basic training is hard. I'm just thinking, we're not in the war. I'm gonna be the conspiracy theorist and say that it's a white supremacy problem, and more than likely they were just picking off people, killing them, and it's gotten out of hand. And you keep it as a secret because obviously you don't want it to get out that, oh yeah, white supremacists are killing their fellow soldiers, their fellow American soldiers, because it's not a good optic for the military.
Okay.
I'm just gonna guess. That's my guess.
Well, I would have to, if I was a betting person, I'd put some money on that one.
Yeah, I mean that was even if we could put bets up in Vegas on stuff like that, yeah, we would probably make some coin.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to guess it's going to come out eventually. Way, 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 way deep in the new show.
Yeah.
Not going to get a lot of fans.
It's going to have to be the right part, which I hate to say this, the right person with the right family is going to have to happen to. Apparently these families, you know, don't want to fight or investigate, or maybe they are and they're not talking about it. But I mean, it's not really in the news, which it should be headlines, but.
All right. Well, speaking of the right person in the right time, it is Groundhog Day time.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
All right. So we talk about that shit that happens again. Whew. So, black kid, Colorado, has a toy gun, the Zombie Hunter. It's a toy gun with it's orange, black, and green. It's got this big green thing on the side that says Zombie Hunter. I'm guessing that they use it for the video game. You know how some of the video games have the guns that you can use?
Yeah.
And so he had that, and he showed it during a Zoom call. So what does the teacher do? She calls the police. The police go to arrest the young man, 12-year-old, for the Zombie Hunter gun with the orange cap and the big green thing that says Zombie Hunter on the side. Now, and so for people who, I don't even care to try to justify stuff because there's no need to, but you contrast a 12-year-old on the Zoom call with a fake toy gun. It's obviously a fake toy gun. No one could look at that gun and say, yeah, that's a real gat. Right? That's something. First, fuck the teacher that one saw it and called. You ain't shit. You're the kind of teacher who destroys minds. I'm gonna say it. You're an evil person. I'm just gonna say it. First and foremost. Second, the fact that a 12-year-old with a toy gun can get arrested, but a white teenager can actually have a real gun and shoot two people and walk by the police, not get arrested, but actually turn himself in. See, there's always these parallels where there's no argument for it, right? There's no argument for it. I mean, I was hosting, well, I wasn't even hosting. I was just one of my cousins in Indiana. He posted this meme, and you know how I feel about these memes. The meme says that white people who are tired of us talking about slavery shouldn't complain when they're still mad that they're mad at losing their slaves. You know, and they had the whole Confederate flag.
Yeah.
Right. And then there was one of his friends was talking about, yeah, the Confederate flag and all that stuff isn't racist. And I've been a friend of my cousin, says his name. And we've been friends for a long time, and he understands I'm not racist. He understands I'm not racist, but I do think that the Confederate flag is history, and I'm cool with it. And it was a long conversation.
It is. You know, it's funny that they want to talk about it. Now, I'm sorry, you're getting off on. I mean, I'm getting sidetracked. But it is historically racist, so it is history. It's just racist.
Right.
The racist part of history. So that's not even an argument, though. But go ahead.
Yeah, but that was the point. She's like, no, it was just history. You don't have to agree with it. And some of us just look at it like it's just history. And, you know, there was people that was arguing like, you know, cancel your friend, da 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 da. But it just goes to show you there's perspective. See, because it's obvious that it's racist, right? But
yeah.
If we don't even argue on the racist point, you just say, if you're a proper American, the Confederate flag is about traitors who wanted to break up your precious union. I'm like, you can't stop right there. And so I bring this up because there was a young man in Utah, 13-year-old white kid, autistic kid, that got shot by the cops. And it's a big deal, right? It's a huge deal in Utah. You know, Utah is that state, right?
Mm-hmm.
it's a lot of Caucasian people in Utah. Probably unusually more than anywhere else as far as ratios go. And, you know, he's in critical condition. He's in hospital, whatnot. And it's a big deal, and they're like, what are we going to do about these cops? And it's not funny, but it's the, and I always go back to this when Malcolm said chickens come home to roost, and it applies to what we talk about when we talk about Trump and the Fort Hood, everything. Corruption, if you let it go unchecked, if you let obvious corruption go unchecked, it's going to show up at your door. Because once I can get away with shooting people, I can get away with shooting people. No.
Yeah.
Disproportionately, they will shoot us. We understand that, but they're going to shoot you too. There's a message in there somewhere. Yeah, truly. Because they shot a 13-year-old autistic kid running the other way. Now we've seen that like 8 or 9 times, black man running the other way getting shot. So I think this is like the, you know, so now we have in 2 weeks, we've got the body count, three dead white people. Well, two dead white people and two more injured white people because of corruption, corrupt attitudes. I mean, so I would just say that, yeah, we're used to getting that work. We know that America is a corrupt place, and we don't get a fair shake here. I would say to you Caucasian people, are y'all ready for that? Because when you don't say anything, when you allow that to happen, don't think it's not gonna show up at your door. Yes, it's gonna show up at our, but it's always showed up at our door. So we're used to it. But are you ready for that? I'm saying that's what happens. That's what's going to happen. It's gonna continue to happen. It's gonna get even worse. I mean, look, you wanna talk about hypocrisy? They're talking about the boycott of Mulan because how the Chinese people treat the Chinese government treats its people and all that, the bad treatment. Now, I read that, like, boycotting Mulan, which is it's a Disney film, right? Disney? The people at Disney like, what you mean boycott Mulan? We need that money.
Exactly.
And they're like, boycott Mulan because Chinese people are in it and the Chinese government mistreat its citizens. I was like, so the American officials are talking about the streets are on fire here in America. There's nothing but an uproar everywhere. But they're talking about the mistreatment of people in China. Last time I checked, had you seen any uproars in China about mistreatment?
They can't. So.
Well, yeah, that there's that point. But I'm just saying, when we talk about mistreatment and systematic, I'm gonna guess your average Chinese person. I mean, yes, there's some stuff that happened to black folks, but once again, that's gonna happen. You know, until we decide we ain't gonna take that shit no more. That's going to happen. But us talking about the evil that's happening in another nation, I'm like, yeah, that's kind of hypocritical.
Well, they talk about all, yeah, I was going to say, they talk about all other nations except for, like, Africa. You know, they very rarely, every now and again, somebody will say something, but.
Oh,
you know.
We haven't said our good news. You know what? As a sidetrack, the good news, apparently COVID hasn't really hit Africa. They're talking about that it's not really a lot of cases in what they call Africa.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good news.
Yeah, it's good news. They got locusts, but not COVID.
They probably have had locusts before, though.
Yeah.
I'm sure they know how to deal with locusts.
So, but yeah, this is like a critical thinker says, look at other places, not in one's own backyard. I mean, the city's on fire, athletes, people are protesting, everybody's protesting, everybody's angry, everybody's mad here. But yeah, we're gonna boycott this movie because the bad treatment that people are getting in China.
Yeah, I feel like you should boycott it just because it's $30 to stream it. I mean, really?
You know?
That's what my thing is. Like, it's
$30. Right.
Please.
In the pandemic, I'm going to pay $30. Because I guess they're saying, well, you got everybody in the house, so it would cost you $30 to go to the movies, right? But still, true. No.
But that's the thing, though. I'm in the house. I'm not getting that whole movie experience. So, yeah, I'm not paying that $30.
You don't have popcorn at the house?
I mean, yeah, but what I'm saying is somebody's going to get up and leave and go into another room. I might get up and leave and go into another room.
You're in the movie? That's how you're doing it?
Oh, yeah. At home?
Okay.
If the movie doesn't, like, catch me, like, you know, when you're in a movie theater, just imagine how many movies you've seen where you wanted to walk out, but you didn't. Because you wanted that movie experience.
Well, no, you paid for it. You walk out. It's like you better be have timed it, and you can walk into another movie theater.
Yeah.
You have that contingency
but see, if you're
plan.
At home, but if you're at home, you're going to say, well, I can watch it again, or I'll watch it later. I don't know if you get to keep it or not, or if it expires. But,
I have no idea. But for $30, I should be able to keep it for $30.
For
it's mine.
Years.
Right, it's mine. That's
exactly.
My movie. Yeah. I don't know. I think that's one of the funniest things ever. You gonna talk about what's happening somewhere else.
But we've already done that.
Yeah. I don't know, but I think, I guess we can't say the Viet Congs ain't never called me the N-word. I'm guessing there's some Chinese people that probably call us the N-word, but that's a whole nother argument. Yeah. On that note, from Miss Brown Sugar, Mr. F the N-word, and this is another Smooth Drum production. You want to continue? We are in the Smooth Drama chat room at www.smoothdrama.com. We're out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her head.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you've got
smooth drama.